This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Credit. Credit. C-R-E-D-I-T. Text CREDIT to 72881 by the end of this hour for your chance at $1,000. That number again, 72881. That word again, credit. One lucky national winner is going to get $1,000. It could be you. Message and data rates apply. Please don't text and drive. Credit is this hour's code word. Credit. I have an email I want to read you real quick. This is someone who's been with us forever. I'm going to do it quick because I know you only have a second here. Today's my 50th birthday. I've been listening to Alice literally from the beginning when KRQR switched formats, when the DJ was on the AIDS ride and the format switched in the middle of his ride. Is that true? I moved to St. Louis 6 years ago. Turns out down the street from Sarah's brother, but never knew. And I've been able to listen via radio.com and the podcast ever since. Please, for my 50th, can you say hi to all my friends in the San Mateo Village and surrounding areas from Heidi? Yes, man. I lived on Pasadena, too, and was one of the moms who knocked on your door about the 4th of July parade. Didn't realize at the time we were interrupting your 1 o'clock appointment.
Oh.
Love you guys so much. Thanks for being such a huge part of my life, from Heidi. Happy birthday, Heidi. Happy 50th.
Heidi, I just want to tell you that's a myth that's been put out there by these.
No, that's...
It's not true.
It is true.
Who are you calling clown?
Between 1 o'clock and 1:05, do not go to Vinny's house.
Oh.
All right. Wow.
Now, no time.
It's time. Sarah and Vinny Morning Show to
pig for the week
with a Persian and a Mexican dude.
Oh boy.
Some, look at him go.
There's some moves.
Who man? Who man?
And Rudy.
Oh yeah. There we go.
All right. Now we're complete.
Now we're complete.
All right, everyone. Before we get to the big review of Tolkien, sometimes pronounced Tolkien.
Tolkien.
Is that how they say it in the movie?
That's how they say it in the
Tolkien?
Movie.
Tolkien?
I learned that watching the movie.
Wow.
I wanted to tell you about Wine Country. It's a new film coming out on Netflix. It's Amy Poehler, Maya Rudolph, Tina Fey, and Jason.
UB40, living proper.
And Jason Schwartzman. And this is, I think, the first thing ever directed by Amy Poehler.
Oh.
And you can tell.
So,
in this film,
a little snarky,
one of Amy's friends is turning 50, and all the childhood friends get together from around the country to celebrate the party in Calistoga.
Oh.
And probably Napa and Sonoma. I noticed Schramsberg Winery in the film.
In the background? Okay.
Where's Schramsberg?
So Schramsberg is the sparkling wine they serve at the White House.
Oh.
Oh, wow, with the Big Macs and the French fries, along with all that other stuff they serve at the White House?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
classy.
This film isn't groundbreaking in any way, but there are some really funny moments, especially when they go to the wineries. And the winemakers are trying to explain tannins and, you know, flavors and smells. And, like, the women could care less.
Right.
They just give us some wine. They just want to drink. So they're shooting down the wine. You know, the guy's like, stop shooting down. Like, smell the wine. Like, what do you smell? And, you know, one of the women's like, grapes. I smell grapes. There's another real funny moment where they kind of go to an art show when they're all buzzed.
Oh,
right,
nice.
Right, right. That's the best way to do it.
And, you know, it's all millennials trying to speak, you know, highbrow.
Oh,
and then you got these 50-year-old women going, oh, brother. And it's the interaction between them is good. My worry is that this film slams the wine country and millennials and midlife crises and the seriousness of wine tasting.
So it's for me.
Whoa.
It is for you.
It's made for you, sir.
Yeah.
This is right up your alley.
You know, there are good movies about wine and wine tasting and winemaking. this isn't really one of them, but at times it just felt like they were phoning it in. They were just improvising scenes. It works sometimes, but I don't know. I walked away from the film going, oh, man, the people of Wine Country are going to be bummed by this film. But it's okay. I'll give it 2.5 Persians, 3 Persians, something like that.
You upped it at the last second.
No, it was really 3, but as I'm talking about it, I'm like, because all my friends are wine. I have so many winemaker friends who, like, take
right.
their craft
you
seriously.
You can't like a movie that takes a poop on Wine Country.
Was it at least funny, though?
Look, when you see Bridesmaids, you're like, damn, that is a good film.
Okay.
Yes.
Like,
yeah.
You know, these are some talented, and then you see this, or even Mean Girls, but then you see this and you're like, it's okay.
Maya Rudolph and Tina Fey, and it wasn't
Amy Poehler.
It wasn't phenomenal.
No, phenomenal.
I'm disappointed.
All right, everyone, here's your review of Tolkien.
Thank you for saying it right.
Tolkien.
Yes.
I'm not going to be able to say that, don't say Tolkien.
I can't stop saying it like that. Everyone just say Tolkien from now on. This movie's...
Did they say it more like Tolkien?
No. He corrects one of his professors.
Yeah, they go out of their way to make it. That's why I can't stop saying it the proper way now. It's Tolkien.
Don't say Tolkien. Say Tolkien.
I don't say Tolkien.
So it's Lily Collins and Nicholas Hoult. Nicholas is Jennifer Lawrence's ex-boyfriend. If you ever saw the naked pictures of her, it was his hands in those pictures.
I never saw those.
That's a good way to identify him.
Right. The hands.
Yeah.
You know him by his hands.
Those are the hands. Okay.
Right. The hands of Jennifer Lawrence.
So this is the unauthorized narrative of John Ronald Rule Tolkien,
yes.
a.k.a. J.R.R. Tolkien, where he was born, who his friends were, his life at Oxford, and moments of him in World War One. Rudy, at the end of this film, did you feel like you had a better understanding of who Tolkien was?
Without a doubt. No, seriously, I am not a
You're not highbrow.
I'm not highbrow. I'm not into that Lord of the Rings stuff. I'm not.
Okay.
It's just not my thing. I barely got into the movie Gremlins. You know, I'm just not really into like
not into fantasy
little
stuff.
Fantasy
you into
stuff,
Harry
right?
Potter.
But let me tell you something. No, not even close. But the thing is, though, that this movie did such a great job of just describing the person and telling the story of the man's life as opposed to the things that made him famous. And I appreciated that because it almost felt it was like a biography.
So
it
he had like an interesting life.
He had a very interesting life.
Aside from the fact that he wrote, you know, he created a whole world.
Right.
Earth.
Besides that, the dude was a very interesting cat who had a lot of ups and downs.
Is there one
life.
Like really interesting thing that stuck out to you that you'd like to share with us?
Well,
about?
Honestly, I thought that his love affair with the woman that he ended up marrying. What was her name?
Lily Collins.
Though? Lily?
What's her name?
No.
I don't know her name in real life. Let's just call her Lily Collins.
Anyways, his love affair with his wife was very interesting because, you know, he was near her and then he had to go away from her to go to the war. And then he comes back and they were able to rekindle their love like in a classic way. I thought it was a really cool, that alone was a really cool story. So it just
maybe
gave
the
me
movie
a lot of
should have been that, yeah. How did the movie do in terms of tying in Tolkien's life to writing The Lord of the Rings?
You know, thankfully, in my opinion, they didn't do much.
This is an underlying plot.
Yeah, I understand that. And again, this just goes back to the point where you have somebody who knows a lot about J.R. Tolkien and then somebody who didn't know anything about J.R. Tolkien. And I'm actually satisfied with the idea of telling me the story of the man's life. And they did allude to Lord of the Rings. They did, but it was very subtle. And I think they did that on purpose because they wanted to highlight the man's life as opposed to his accomplishments.
I disagree with that 100%. I think they alluded to it because everybody would have been like, hey, where's Lord of the Rings? You're talking about Tolkien. So they had to allude to it.
But there's like 25 Lord of the Ring movies or whatever, and they're
Three.
Like 9 hours long each or something.
So
there's enough Lord of the Rings.
Here's my biggest
problem. There's a ton between the Lord of the Rings and the Hobbit.
That's another
like
one.
100 movies.
Don't say it like that, bro. You just have disdain in your voice. I don't like
be like that.
So, there's another
just
one.
Agree with
another Hobbit movie.
So here's my biggest problem with the film. Tolkien was a hardcore Roman Catholic, and throughout Lord of the Rings, there's a ton of Christian symbolism. How much Jesus in the Bible are there in this film?
I think he walked by a church.
Yeah, he walked by a church.
In front of a church.
So because the filmmakers who made Tolkien were afraid, yeah, it's true, they were afraid to show Christian Catholic symbolism in the movie, all speak the truth.
Ooh. Oh.
This is at least 3 of the things they should have shown in the film to tie in Tolkien and his thinking and his experiences with Lord of the Rings.
Whoa, here we go.
So first of all, when Tolkien signed up to fight in World War One, he said to himself, when he was in the trenches, the trench warfare, in those moments, that's when Frodo was born. Because he looked at himself and he created this character. Both him and Frodo, weak, small, they cannot fight, but they were chosen. In his mind, he's like, look, I'm chosen by God. And same with Frodo. Like, God empowers the person he chooses.
Okay.
So that's his thinking for Frodo.
When he was out there blasting the enemy in the face.
Remember when he was in the trenches?
Yeah.
How, like, lost and alone and how he kept passing out?
Right.
Like, that was a perfect opportunity to, like, say, all right.
He could have opened up his eyes and Gollum could have been there.
Or true. Something.
You shall not pass.
The most, right? The most, that's another guy.
That's Gandalf.
Yeah, that's Gandalf.
I don't know who the characters are.
You know,
I'm
you're so close.
I don't watch.
The most obvious biblical reference in Lord of the Rings is Samwise Gamgee, the suffering servant. They alluded to this in the film. Tolkien had this guy running around with him, this guy who would never leave his side. And this is Jesus who suffers, never leaves his friends, so passionate, never abandons them. Mm. So there's two. I was going to do three, but I feel like I'm talking too much.
No. You're enlightening me right now.
Is there ever too much Hooman?
Come on. I'm opening up my heart to the truth, and Hooman is the truth.
So during World War I, Tolkien saw so much evil and suffering and sin.
Is this the third one?
Yeah, this is the third one. And the gold ring, like the ring from Lord of the Rings.
Right.
That's,
one ring to bind them all.
That's right. To bind them all. To sin and evil. To enslave. And once you slip that ring on, you're loyal to the ring. You're not loyal to God anymore. You're loyal to the world, the power of the world. The sin is now your master.
Shut up.
Dude, it sounds like there was so much symbolism in the movie. It's how you're describing it right now.
I know, but they didn't show it in the film. It's me describing it, but if I'm not going to be there for every person that sees the film.
But you're interpreting it, though, right?
No, but this is his interpretations, too.
Oh, that's right. These are things that weren't in the movie. I forgot.
These are not in the movie.
That I didn't realize that they weren't.
But the way he described it was so vivid, it kind of felt like this is directly
from
the movie.
I can totally picture that. I think you're right. Like, all those things should have been in the movie.
They should have been in the movie.
Right,
100%.
Right.
I'm with you.
Come on, Tolkien.
When he's in the trench warfare, he looks out, and what does he see? He sees a rider on a horse.
Right.
If you're going to show that, at least explain his thinking.
True that.
Rudy.
Because I didn't understand the horse.
The Tolkien family has said, and I'm going to paraphrase, the Tolkien family and estate wish to make it clear that they did not approve or authorize or participate in the making of this film.
That's true. They went out of their way.
We do not endorse the content in any way. Why would they say that, Rudy?
I'm gonna say that they just didn't want the true story maybe to be convoluted or to be misconstrued.
What does that mean?
Maybe there was some stuff about Tolkien that they just didn't want the entire world to know about. To be honest with you, I didn't know anything about J.R. Tolkien before this movie.
Before I saw this movie,
Tolkien, and I'm gonna say his name right because I don't want the estate to write me an angry letter. But maybe they just didn't want to expose all the truths and all the... Because everybody's got nasty truths when you pull the curtains back.
Did they show any nasty truths in this film?
They didn't. Why would they endorse it?
I think because they didn't show any of the Catholic symbolism in this film. I think they were like, you know what? This guy, like, loved the Bible, and he interpreted it in this way, right. And this film was born. I think that's what they were thinking was. Mm. But I don't know either.
That's deep.
Sum it all up, let me just say this. It's clear how I feel about this film. Just monumentally disappointed. Lily, Nicholas, you guys are good actors.
Wow.
But the film, I'm giving it one Persian.
One
Persian. You hated it.
Well, I hated the fact that they cut out a major part of
it. You wanted it to be about Lord of the Rings and church and stuff.
I wanted there to be at least, look, the movie's 2 hours. Can you give 5 minutes to Jesus? Can you give 5 minutes?
You sound like one of those people that stand in front of the BART station trying to hand out pamphlets.
Give five minutes to the Lord of the Rings.
Well, I'm going to go the exact opposite direction. I'm going the exact opposite route because I didn't know, first of all, I didn't know anything about J.R. Tolkien. I didn't even know he was that, deep into religion. So for me, this is like a cool biography to watch. And I really enjoyed it. I thought the cinematography was great. I thought it was cool how they didn't really dive into Lord of the Rings completely. They just alluded to it. And his story is cool. He had a lot. We didn't even mention the fact that the Fellowship, which is, I guess, a big part of Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
The Fellowship was created by his bond with his schoolmates. Like, these guys formed a group and they called themselves, they had a certain name for their group, but he referred to them as the Fellowship. So they dropped a lot of hints in there. There was some Easter eggs that were telling you what was, waiting for him in the future. So I thought that was cool. And I really learned a lot about this guy. I'm giving this three very strong pinatas.
Next week, everyone, John Wick Part 3.
John Wick 3.
Keanu Reeves.
Whoa.
One of our best actors.
All times, bro. All times.
I love Keanu Reeves. Hey, you guys are all seeing that tonight, right?
Yeah.
Yep, John Wick 3.
We're taking Vaughn for his 30th birthday.
Oh, Vaughn's 30th birthday.
Woo! Big Vaughn.
Happy birthday, Vaughn.
Yeah, my brother's looking forward to seeing you, Rudy.
I can't wait to see John. Yes, we're going to start texting each other.
A little bit of a crush on each other.
We have a bromance going on.
That's nice.
It's cool, huh?
You need some cool friends.
I need a cool brother.
Yeah.
In my life.
Okay, thanks, guys.
That was excellent.
Got any gigs you want to promote or anything?
Actually, yes. The 16th of May next week at the Blue Dream Cannabis Dispensary in Oakland.
Oh, you're doing a gig at a cannabis dispensary?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I can't wait. Actually, me and Vaughn, we're producing it.
Oh,
Vaughn and I.
Oh, this is the show you guys are doing together.
So it's the Blue Dream in Oakland, West Oakland. It's an awesome venue. Please come check it out. Go to RudyOrtiz.com if you're looking for tickets.
And follow Rudy on It's Rudy Ortiz.
That's the one. Instagram and Twitter.
At It's Rudy Ortiz.
At It's Rudy Ortiz.
Great job, you guys.
Thank you.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Some of us are going to have a great day today. And the rest of us are me and Vinny. You're going to have a great day. Use that. Don't worry.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's tough, man.
Well, the thing is, I think that all they have to do is put your bridge back in, right? You have the bridge. It's measured. So they just need to glue it back in.
That's what I was saying.
Yeah, it'll be 2 seconds.
As long as nothing shifted,
yeah,
then I hopefully
no
that's what
worries.
They do.
Yeah, oh, it's going to be a piece of cake. Okay. Yeah.
They're going to tap, tap, tap that into place.
Boom.
Little glue.
Quick the glue hammer that never lets
chisel.
Go.
Yeah.
Boom, no, done. No hammer and chisel. Stop
no
it.
No drill.
No worries. You're good.
All right, everybody, have a great Thursday, and we will meet you back here for the party that is Friday.
Thank you.
See you then.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.